My name is Marilyn Williams, and I'm from Oakland, California. And this evening, I've decided to do the Bible characters as represented by the spirituals. Last night, I gave a rather lengthy explanation as to what the spirituals are. I won't be as lengthy this evening. The spirituals are songs from the Black American heritage born out of the experience of slavery. And tonight's focus will be on certain characters in the Bible who the slaves could relate to, either because they were a person of strength, a person of great conviction, a person of great faith. And I've outlined tonight's program by preceding the song with the scripture that directly relates to the spiritual and, in essence, was the thought that the slave used to create that song. I'd like to apologize in the beginning if I lose any eye contact with you. I have to look down at the words of some of the songs because when I originally prepared the program, there were supposed to be three of us coming and two people canceled and my duets became solos, my trios became solos. So I... and then there were solos specifically for a male part, and so I didn't bother to memorize the words to those songs, but I thought that the message in the song was very meaningful, and I wanted to present it to you. I'd like to open up, first of all, with a piece that isn't completely a song. It's sort of a narrative, a slave narrative, or an interpretation. It's partly speaking and partly singing. It's about Moses. I'm sorry, it's about Noah. And I'm going to read the scripture for you. The scripture is found in Genesis, the 6th chapter, 9th verse through the 18th. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence from them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. But with thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. The spiritual or the narrative is entitled, Noah Found Grace in the Eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry. The Lord looked down from his window in the sky, said, I created man, but I can't remember why. Nothing but fighting since creation day. I'll send a little water and wash them all away. The Lord came down to look around a spell, and there was Mr. Noah behaving mighty well. Now that's the reason the scriptures record that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry. The Lord said, Noah, there's gonna be a flood, gonna be some water, and gonna be some mud. So take off your hat, Noah, and take off your coat. Get Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and build yourself a boat. Noah said, Lord, I don't believe I could. The Lord said, Noah, get some sturdy gopher wood. You never know what you can do till you try. Build it 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry. Noah said, there she is, Lord. The Lord said, Noah, it's time to get aboard. Take some creatures, a he and a she, and of course, Mrs. Noah and the whole family. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dark. The Lord said, Noah, get those creatures in the ark. Noah said, Lord, it's starting to pour. The Lord said, Noah, hurry up and close the door. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry. The ark rolled up on the bosom of the deep, and after 40 days, Mr. Noah took a peep. He said, we ain't moving, Lord, where are we at? The Lord said, you sitting on Mount Ararat. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dry. The Lord said, Noah, see my rainbow in the sky? Now take all these people and creatures to earth, and don't be more trouble than you're worth. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry. And he landed high and dry. The next scripture is found also in Genesis, the 29th chapter, the 10th verse through the 12th. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillow, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross. Every round goes higher, higher. Every round goes higher, higher. Every round goes higher, higher. Soldiers of the cross. Sinner, do you love your Jesus? Sinner, do you love your Jesus? Sinner, do you love your Jesus? The next scripture is found in Exodus, the 3rd chapter, 7th verse through the 10th. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell, O Pharaoh, to let my people go. When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell, O Pharaoh, to let my people go. Thus said the Lord, bold Moses said, let my people go. If not, I'll smite your firstborn dead. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell, O Pharaoh, to let my people go. Oh, let my people go. The next scripture is Joshua, the 6th chapter, 2nd, 5th, and 20th verses. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye shall hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your king of Gideon, you may talk about your man of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them ram horns, Joshua cried, 'cause the battle am in my hand. Then the lamb, ram, sheep horns began to blow, trumpets began to sound. Joshua commanded the children to shoot, and the walls come tumbling down. That morning Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. The next scripture is from 2 Kings, the second chapter, 9th, 11th, and 12th verses. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." And Elisha said, "I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be unto me." And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. The name of this spiritual is entitled Up on the Mountain. The next scripture is found in 1 Samuel, 17th chapter, the 49th and 50th verses. And David put And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone stuck into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David was a shepherd boy. He slew Goliath and he shouted for joy. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Oh, Joshua was the son of Nun. He never would stop till his work was done. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. When I get up to the mountain top, I'm gonna make up my wings like the birds. Go flippity-flop, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. The next scripture is found in Daniel, the 6th chapter, the 21st and 22nd verses. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the lion's den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found unto him, because he believed in God. Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel. Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Then why not every man? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel. Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Then why not every man? He delivered Daniel from the lion's den, Jonah from the belly of the whale, And the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, then why not every man? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, then why not every man? He delivered Daniel from the lion's den, Jonah from the belly of a whale, and the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace then. Why not every man? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Then why not every man? The next scripture is found in St. Luke, the 16th chapter, 19th verse through the 31st. This is the parable about poor man Lazarus and the rich man. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy upon me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in the flame. Poor man Lazarus, sick and disabled, dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. He had to eat crumbs from the rich man's table. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. Rich man dies, he lives so well. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. And when he died, he went straight to hell. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I love to shout, I love to sing. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I love to praise my heavenly King. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. The last scripture is found in Acts, the 9th chapter, 36th verse through the 42nd. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed and laid her in an upper chamber, then Peter rose and went. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping, and showed the coats and garments with which Dorcas made while she was with them. Peter kneeled down and prayed, and turning to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. This last spiritual is entitled, Ain't Got Time to Die. Lord, I keep so busy praising my Jesus. Keep so busy praising my Jesus. Keep so busy praising my Jesus. Ain't got time to die. Cause when I'm healing the sick, I'm praising my Jesus. Healing the sick, I'm praising my Jesus. Healing the sick. Ain't got time to die. Cause it takes all of my time to praise my Jesus. All of my time to praise my Lord. If I don't praise him, cry out, glory and honor, glory and honor. Ain't got time to die. Lord, I keep so busy working for the kingdom. Keep so busy working for the kingdom. Keep so busy working for the kingdom. Ain't got time to die. Cause when I'm feeding the poor, when I'm feeding the poor, when I'm feeding the poor, ain't got time to die. Cause it takes all of my time to praise my Jesus. All of my time to praise my Lord. If I don't praise him, the rock's gonna cry out, glory and honor, glory and honor. Ain't got time to die. Lord, I keep so busy serving my master. Keep so busy serving my master. Keep so busy serving my master. Ain't got time to die. Cause when I'm giving my all, when I'm giving my all, when I'm giving my all, ain't got time to die. Cause it takes all of my time to praise my Jesus.
to die. Now watch again, out of my way, let me praise my Jesus. Out of my way, let me praise my Lord. If I don't praise him, the rock's gonna cry out, glory and honor, glory and honor. Ain't got time to die.
Thank you. Thank you so much.